a large field running for city council. You're one of 15 people. What made you decide that it was time to you wanted to throw your hat in the ring for city council?
Well, a lot of people my age like being in Burlington, like visiting Burlington, doing things in town, but there's not a lot of incentive for us to stay in Burlington. And I hear a lot of people my age complain about the way that Burlington is and things that should be changed and this and that and the other thing, and nobody wants to do anything. So I decided I'd go ahead and throw my hat in the ring and be try to facilitate that change. So,
what is the biggest issue or two that you think that keeps that is an issue for younger people to want to locate here, live here, and grow business, everything like that? What do you think are a couple of those big challenges, and how would you address them on the council?
Okay, well, like I said, there's a lot of great reasons for people to come to Burlington. There's a lot of fun things to do. But then when you get to be the millennial age group, as we're all getting a little bit older and ready to maybe start having a family and settling down, we start looking at school districts and crime rates, and those are the things I hear the most about. And I feel that improving the school district is going to be the best way to reduce crime and attract people to Burlington and make people want to stay and raise their families in Burlington. That's the kind of thing we want to see. So,
when it comes to, I mean, how to, would improving the school, as a city council member, how would you work on the school district in that regard?
I want to work hand in hand with the superintendent and the school board. I know the superintendent is doing an excellent job. He's already made great strides for the school district. But I think now it's time that the city council get involved and work hand in hand with the district and try to facilitate any needs they have when it comes to improving the school district. So, I mean, in any way we can help, I think that the city council needs to be right there to do everything we can to help build the district and make it stronger.
What would be the qualities or traits that you would bring to the city council if elected?
Well, I'd bring that millennial viewpoint, that younger viewpoint of the kind of it's my age group that Burlington wants to try and get into town, because we're the ones that are going to start raising our families, and we're going to be able to help grow Burlington and help make it a better city. And so we're the age group that you want to have in there. So it's going to be great to have somebody with that perspective on the board. So
has there been, as you've been kind of getting ready and watching perhaps the city council, or just being a part of watching what's going on, has there been an issue that the council has done that you really maybe really support the last year or so, or one that you really question their decision? Has there been any on either side that has stood out to you?
As it pertains to ones that I support, I was very glad to see the Apollo School sale finalized. I was glad to see something done with that historic building. I'm really glad that we've done something there. I'm really excited about what they're doing with the Dankwart Park pool program. That's a great thing, in my opinion. And I don't really feel like necessarily there's a lot of things I fervently disagree with, because I don't really want to facilitate that kind of divisiveness. I'd rather like to say, I think they've done a fair job, but there's room for improvement, and I want to be able to help facilitate that improvement. So,
what do you think right now is the biggest challenge facing Burlington, and how, if you were on the city council, would you work to address it?
I do think the biggest challenge is getting Burlington or people to come to Burlington, because since the 1970 census, the city has continually declined in population. So it's a real challenge for us to try and figure out how we're going to get people to move here and stay here. The way I want to address that is by, like I said, it all comes back to the school district. If we can build the strongest possible school district and make other cities envy how great the district is, then people are going to want to move here and raise their families here and stay here.
You're talking quality of life a lot of times when it comes to younger people. The riverfront, they're putting up the flood wall, but they're also talking quality of life issues, changing that river. Do you have an idea of what you would like to see that riverfront look like? I mean, behind the flood wall, what would you like to see?
I'd love to be able to see us bring some more businesses that want to have their storefronts literally on the riverfront, because we have a great Main Street. Jefferson Street's beautiful, but I'd love to see the city be able to attract businesses that want to build facing the river, because I think that would present a beautiful image for the city if we could do that.
You mentioned image, and one of the questions I've been asking each candidate is, do you think Burlington has an image problem right now?
I do. I do think so. I know recently we've seen a slight drop in our crime rate, but it's still a real issue, and that's the negative image. Because I grew up in Danville, so I get that. I have that outsider perspective of people that I know from Danville and New London and Minneapolis, that there is that negative connotation, like, I don't want to live in Burlington. The crime's so bad there, you'll probably get shot. You know, and that's, I want to get rid of that image. So I do think there is a negative image of Burlington, but that's why I want to be on the city council to help turn that image around.
What could you do? What do you think, as being on the council, how could that help do that? How could you use that position to help do that?
Well, like I said, there's building a strong community is a lot like building a house. You have to have a solid foundation. And I do strongly believe the foundation of our community is the schools. So the more we can improve the schools, you see in places with strong school districts, crime rates tend to be lower. And if we can improve our schools to the absolute best they could possibly be, then we'll probably see that crime rate drop. And I do have some other ideas pertaining to addressing crime outside of improving the school district, but I do believe that improving the district is the number one way to go.
As you've been out talking to people, as you've been out campaigning and such, have there been other issues or ideas that they have raised to you, or maybe other issues, ideas that you would address if you were elected to the city council?
I've heard a lot about the Cascade Bridge. I've heard a lot of people bring that up to me and ask me what I'd like to see done with that. I think not necessarily setting aside a whole portion of the budget to fix the Cascade Bridge is really the answer right now, because we have a lot of other things as a city that we need to address first. But somebody did suggest to me, well, maybe we could set small portions aside over a long period of time and then someday be able to fix it. And I think that's a really good road to go down, and maybe something worth looking into. So